We're here.
Okay, we're on. Jordan, you find that rape apology.
Yeah, you're on it, Jordan.
Find the rape apology for the anti-work subreddit guy.
All right, we're on the case.
Okay, so the...
Gal.
John, explain. Gal.
There's an anti-work subreddit, and everyone there hates work, and like everybody on Earth.
Yeah.
And
except for the people at Fox News.
Except for the people at Fox News who love their fucking job.
they love working.
Everyone's hot. They go and work every day.
Just tell fucking, what's this guy's name? Jesse Waters?
I don't know.
Whatever.
He's just a super good
looking
guy.
Jesse, you love work so much. Why don't you fucking fix the roof?
It's insane to think. look at these two guys.
Oh, they're
you
polar
know what I mean?
Opposites.
It's like this dude was like a jock.
Mm-hmm.
She was playing magic. You know, it's fun. The bullying is continuing into their 30s. Like, this is literally just bullying on a mass scale.
All right, it's on national TV.
Oh,
the
wonderful.
Bullying. Here we go. Let's see how this goes.
Let's get it.
Is a virtue in a society where people constantly want you to be productive 24/7, and it's good to have rest.
What do you do, Doreen?
I'm a dog walker. I would love to teach. I would love to.
He's such an asshole.
He's rolling his eyes.
He's like a real cocksucker.
You're a dog walker.
I mean, I kind of had the same reaction.
I mean, I did react the same way too.
Yeah.
It's like I'm the CEO of Pfizer. I don't like working.
Work with people and stuff like that.
What would you teach, Doreen?
He's talking to her like she's retarded.
Philosophy, mostly.
Philosophy.
Just introduction to philosophy.
He just laughs. Philosophy.
Oh, God.
What a smug cocksucker.
He's been a real cocksucker.
Okay. Well, I would love to take...
Okay, and what should I... He's like, okay, and Doreen, what should I call a thing like you?
You look like... He just starts talking to her like the way that American Psycho talked to that bum. You smell like shit, Doreen. He starts stabbing her to death.
Scrub your pussy or whatever you have really good.
Wash yourself, Doreen, then I'll take you.
Ask Doreen. I would just be taking notes the whole time. And you know what? A professor's a very similar schedule than something that you're imagining. So I think that actually might work perfectly for you. Listen.
I love that, too. A jab at the educators of this country.
He also goes,
they're lazy, too.
On the screen, it also says, text Jesse. He, like, puts, is that his phone? He puts his phone number
in him and he's like,
this idea, but who am I to judge?
Let's text Jesse right now.
They say it's a free country.
Sure.
Not everything's free,
you know,
but it is a free country. Thank you so much. We got to run. We got to pay the bills.
He is being smug, but it's fucking hilarious.
It's great.
Oh, he's being a real cocksucker.
I don't know where they find these people, but fucking holy shit, dude. I mean,
Fox News is great.
Who's the guy that started Fox again? Fucking what's
Rupert
his name?
Murdoch.
Rupert Murdoch. No, not the other
Roger,
guy.
Ailes.
Ailes.
Yeah.
What a fucking
I know.
That guy is.
Loved
did
legs.
You find a joint?
That guy.
That guy. Oh my God. He really put together a hell of a team.
So
you want to get ratings?
Fox.
Put a trans person on that doesn't want to work. That's how you get ratings.
I found it, but it's like really long.
Oh, this is going to be awesome. Yeah,
Jesus.
Fuck it.
How many?
That's fine. God. It's not that long.
So that's the Reddit guy that we just listened to?
Yeah,
he raped somebody?
Well, I guess it's
she.
Doreen.
They're non-binary.
Oh.
Okay.
So they?
I don't know.
They, yeah,
so I guess after getting off the Fox Network, Fox News, she closed her computer and then raped someone.
Yeah, well,
she got to work, if you will.
She was like, time to clock in. Like every Reddit moderator.
Somebody did some digging and found, she wrote this long before that, like years ago. Somebody found it.
They did some digging.
I don't want to read the whole thing.
Let me see.
Yeah, let's sift through.
Read it.
All right, I can
John probably has an awesome reading voice.
The person accusing me of serial rape and I were involved in sexual conduct. The scenario involved alcohol on their part, but I had been informed multiple times that wasn't a big deal. They said they were only tipsy and that they're consenting what was happening. I took them at their word, and I will be more responsible in the future when it comes to alcohol and sex. I'm unaware of who I've allegedly raped besides the person making the accusation. The only person I could think of was his previous partner. Whatever.
Wait, what? Wait. Was that an admission? I am unaware of who I have raped besides
who
this
I've
one.
Allegedly raped.
She's like, listen, I mean, I've raped a few eggs, but I don't remember these other ones.
I'm new to drinking. I don't know the rules
listen,
yet.
Listen, I'm trying to make an omelet here.
You're going to crack a couple eggs.
Crack a couple eggs, god damn it.
So it sounds like the person stopped having sex with them, their needs were going unmet, and which led to masturbation as an unhealthy coping mechanism.
That takes a lot of
work. So what happens is you just, you can't, at some point, jacking off isn't enough. You
know? Of course. So everybody knows that.
Everyone knows that. High five, guys, right?
You know, and Doreen.
Pussy!
Doreen saw an end.
What was Doreen's end?
Doreen's end was a little bit of Tito's and soda. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And this person, they were unaware. They said it was cool.
The person that
the
accused
person
them of
rape?
The
person that were just tipsy. It was all cool.
Until
they raped him.
Doreen raped.
Doreen's detailing, after months of trying to keep myself in check, I began sporadically masturbating while they slept next to me or by themselves. Even though they stated this made them uncomfortable, these events continued to happen until I sought help through therapy.
Louis fan.
So this is the story. I'd woken up one morning with them laying next to me, and remembering they felt uncomfortable with me masturbating next to them while they slept, I placed their hand over my boxers. They moved their hand away, and I thought nothing of it, nothing at what happened, and fell back asleep. They later woke up and mentioned to me they had a nightmare involving a series of events. I admitted, all right, hold on. This isn't one apology. It's like screenshots. They just masturbated next to a sleeping person.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. Resulting from a remorse, I made a financial contribution to an organization dedicated to helping people in alternative but abusive relationships.
They removed Doreen from a moderator on anti-work.
Okay, so nobody. This is just.
This sucks.
Fucking,
there's like no rape.
Yeah, she jerked off.
What
next
a bunch
to a
of bullshit!
Person,
I was expecting a rape.
Yeah. I mean,
and their solution.
If you woke up and I was jerking off next to you, you'd be pretty disturbed.
What would it be? A Thursday?
Well, John, if you do that, all you got to do is donate to a cause afterward, and everything's forgiven.
Don't worry, I'm making a financial contribution to people who've been in alternative but abusive. What's an alternative but abusive relationship?
Alternative but abusive.
It's abusive relationships with fucking pink hair. It's like suicide girls, but abusive relationships.
God. Did you guys see this dude, the guy, the smoothie man? I think we're a little late, but...
Yeah,
Robex. I didn't even know Robex was still around.
Oh, it's around.
Robex is like the fucking Quiznos of smoothie places. Like, you think there's only one left in the country, but
I'm laughing too hard for that, but it's a perfect analogy.
It's one of Togo's, if you will.
What does it look
if
like?
If you will.
As what the great Tim Dillon would call it, Quiznos, he'd be like, you want to get a little nose?
The other night, he was like, sush, you want to eat sush?
He goes, he's like, you got to eat some sush.
Some sush. You know, we're in California, you got to have some
gotta
sush.
Gotta have sush.
So he went on a racist tirade towards which race?
I don't even know if it was race. Oh, yeah, he did say racist. I just think they're tan. I think they're just white kids.
How did you almost get killed by a drink?
No, I think Latinx.
I think it had peanuts in it.
Oh, come yeah.
And so, his son is allergic to peanuts.
Yeah.
So
why are you going to a place where they have peanuts?
So his son had an allergic reaction, went to the hospital. He comes back.
Oh, well, that's a lot more than I thought.
Well,
I thought this guy, this went viral on Reddit or Twitter for a while, and I was just like, wow, what a psychopath. Didn't know his kid had went into anaphylactic shock.
He took it a little far.
But you're also like an idiot.
Why don't you just go back to the lawyer? Like, send him a letter and tell him you'd be a smart
person.
Oh, yeah,
he's also very wealthy. He's like one of the top investment people.
Oh, so he needs to be shot in the face.
Yeah, he's loaded, and his, his little...
Yeah.
Son.
Also, maybe
stupid allergies.
Maybe if your kid, maybe if your kid is
beta,
maybe if
cuck.
If peanuts can kill your kid, maybe you just don't buy food from places. Ever.
Right. Yeah.
Just
yeah.
for the chance.
Don't go to a nut.
Don't
place.
Do anything.
There's like so many nuts in there.
Can't you like?
It's like if my kid was allergic to peanuts, you don't think you're not going to catch me at a Cold Stone, man? Like,
right.
That's just how
right.
it goes.
Try to figure it out.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's yeah. okay.
Your kid's look, life.
You're like trying to just eat the chocolate on a Reese's.
Just around it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like Russian roulette for pussies.
It's insane.
Your kid's life is in the hands of
no,
a
no,
minimum
wage worker.
No,
you know what happened? This man's guilty because he wanted a fucking smoothie. And he took his kid there, and the kid wanted one too.
Well, let's get into it. Let's see how he acts. He looks, you know, he's going to treat them well.
This woman, this oh, poor no. woman. Oh, no, there's going to be a commercial. We're gonna have to get through it.
We shouldn't watch the TMZ version. This was
oh no, TMZ goes right to it.
No, TMZ has a good version. Yeah.
Don't video TV.
You have no room to yell at us.
I want
to
speak to the fucking person who made this drink. Is that you?
No.
He's like, cause listen, there wasn't enough peanuts in it. My kid is still alive. I don't want to hang out with that little shit. I run Merrill Lynch for Christ's sake. Hate my, I forget his
I'm
name.
I'm trying to go to the Galapagos.
It's Brandon or
in the way.
Brandon or Brendan, whatever her whore, his whore mother named him.
We don't know who made it, so.
You don't know who made it?
There's four of us here, so we honestly don't know.
Fucking stupid, fucking ignorant high school kids.
Okay, bye.
I'm going to speak to the fucking
bye.
Kid.
Okay, you can call corporate whatever you want. Goodbye.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You're on camera.
Fuck
you're on camera.
You're
on camera.
Fuck
no, I don't care.
Yeah.
Give it to me right now.
Some ballsy high schoolers.
No, honestly, this is a high school student being yelled at by an asshole.
Yeah.
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 But she's holding her own.
Yeah.
She's that worked. That's man, these Latinx's are.
Yeah, they're not gonna take that shit. She's got a bag of hot Cheetos in her hand. She's getting a Fanta orange. me and Jordan were pulling into McDonald's the other night, and we hear this guy in the drive-thru go, "Do you have Fanta orange?" We're cracking up.
I was walking with Brian. We went to San Francisco for one night, just to, like, we went to a bar. We were there for like an hour, and the minute we got out of our car, there was this car full of black dudes like driving by us, and this one guy wearing his mask, which is weird, but he had the window down. He was just obviously driving through the Mission, trying to punk, like, you know, idiots.
And you guys were the next target.
He drove by and he just goes like, "Tell me y'all ain't gay." We just like started laughing. I don't think he wanted that reaction.
That's great.
He was just like, he's him and his buddies are like, "Let's drive into San Francisco. I hope there's no gay people there."
Yeah, he's like, "There's so many gays, dude."
He's like, "Man, these
yo, we going out trolling."
He's like, "Yo, we don't do this shit where I'm from."
Yo, grab the strap on and let's go trolling tonight.
Oh shit, he threw it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Hell of a sh. Fucking
did he get her?
I'm calling the police. I'm calling the police.
He tries to get behind the counter.
Fuck you. I want the fucking telephone.
Get the fuck out.
Now, this guy's dangerous.
He tries coming into the kitchen.
This guy's fucking dangerous.
Get out.
Yeah, he tries like opening the door like fucking Jack Nicholson.
There's something else behind this guy's motivation. Something's going on in his life where he was like, I need to. I'm not letting a Robex fucking employee fuck with my son.
Right.
Yeah, something must have happened
this
prior
is misused
to this.
Mel Gibson energy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This he should have saved this for
called,
his wife.
Should have called his wife. And
should have saved this for his wife.
He walks in. He's like, "I get sucked before the jacuzzi."
Hey, he should have saved this for a voicemail.
Yeah.
"You pour the smoothie on my cock after you feed me grapes."
The message is actually to his son.
This is crazy though. He tries like banging like through the kitchen.
He's gonna
door.
Get away with it. That's
he's like he's
thing.
Like, "Here's Johnny." Like,
shut up. You're not gonna tell me to shut up.
You shut up.
Who are you? Who are you?
Fucking immigrant loser.
What?
Oh, wow.
Takes it a little too far.
Fucking immigrant loser. Oh my.
This guy's retarded. No, this.
That's so terrible.
I know. That's awful.
He just needs to be choked out or something.
Oh, man.
Fuck out! Get the fuck out! Get the fuck out! You're going to jail! You're going to jail, you racist piece of shit!
Yeah, block the door. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. He's trying to get in, dog.
Bro, call the police now.
Wow.
I think there's another video.
Oh, is it? I mean, that's not the end of the video.
Go down.
Probably gets better.
We'll hear that. Now they call the cops. Here we go.
This one, he's naked. He's like, fuck you, bitch.
He's like, yeah, that's right, you immigrant leader.
He's like, you are nuts. Here's pulls his balls out.
He helicopters.
He's like, I'm with these guys.
He puts his dick in the blender.
He's like inching it in there. He turns it on.
He's like, give me that cacao.
Here, now there's some nut in your smoothie.
You like it? You immigrant loser.
You immigrant losers.
Get out of the smoothie. It's an honor to drink my nutsack.
Fuck you. I'm calling the cops. Shut up. Shut up.
Oh, man.
You want some nuts?
You can call right now if you want. I don't care. I don't care.
Okay.
Like, fuck out of here. Respectfully, like, fuck out of here. You're bugging.
She's like, you're bugging. He's like, stop speaking jive.
This girl has like 15 cousins that'll just kill that guy. He says jive.
It's getting all old school racist.
Blah, blah, blah. I don't understand Ebonics. Speak English.
Oh, God.
You're
an immigrant loser.
Rosie, she goes Fairfield. I'm back on Turnpike.
Look it up. He's yelling at us. He's trying to act all calm.
And he's trying to break
the
room.
Look it up.
Because now he realizes yeah, they've been filming him and his Merrill Lynch days are over.
He realizes he's fucked. Now he's calmed down.
Days are
this
over.
Poor fucking girl.
Oh yeah.
Like, well, she's got to be like 17.
Yeah, but
I mean, I like how she's just killing him though. She's fucking destroying his
She's
ass.
Kicking ass, and I'm sure she's got a little fame from this or something.
Hell yeah.
She's you know? Going home. She's got the hot Cheetos.
What? You know.
You're stereotyping the immigrant loser now? Are you serious? That's fucked up, dude.
Give me your phone. Goodbye. You can get out of my store now.
Give me your phone.
Your way forever. Honestly, I really don't care.
She's awesome.
She's really holding her own.
She's got a fucking Girl Scout sweater on. Jesus.
You talk to him. I'm sorry?
I mean, he could have just...
Oh, God, he fucking creamed her, dude.
No, he threw it right...
That's fucking horrible.
Threw it all over them. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Is he gone?
I mean, the kitchen looks like a complete fucking mess. Like, he, like, looks like a rampage.
Oh, yeah.
What a fucking
He's like Nate's dad from Euphoria. He's gonna, like, stick his fingers down her throat.
What is the info on his kid?
He's Italian. Lanazzo.
Of course.
The kid had a peanut allergy, and he said that when he ordered the drink, he told them no nuts.
No nuts.
It was there, and the kid had a
episode
and threw up and passed out and had to be transported to the hospital, and then he came back.
You're supposed to tell them that they have a nut allergy so that they use a clean blender. Did he do that?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, shit.
I bet this fucking Italian dipshit didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, aren't you supposed to have like if that's
a fucking Dago?
If you're
Dago,
that fucking Dago Merrill Lynch dipshit,
fucking bricklaying piece of shit. Yeah, I'm sure you work for Merrill Lynch. Yes, he's fucking putting up the walls,
hanging drywall.
What did Merrill Lynch need a chimney, huh, Geppetto?
Imagine saying that to him. He has a big office. This other thing's mahogany. And Devin walks in and goes, I didn't know Merrill Lynch needed a chimney.
And I say, Geppetto.
Geppetto.
So wait, isn't he also like, if you're a parent of a kid that can pop, you know, has
don't
has
go
a,
to smoothie
has an allergy
places.
No, you're also supposed to carry a fucking EpiPen on you.
No, he's
time,
a dumb, he's a dumb,
he said
eye
he gave
tie.
Him he the EpiPen and it didn't do anything.
It didn't do anything.
His EpiPen was probably he's probably
getting high
was
with
probably
it
full limoncello he's putting in his fucking stomach.
The kid's like, Dad, this is marinara.
He's like, I got the ragu pen and I got the EpiPen. I don't know, this one's got Sunday gravy in it.
I got the ragu pen.
I got the ragu pen.
Fuck. All right, let's wrap this one up.
He's freaking cursing us out, and he threw a smoothie at us. He's grinding us. He tried to come behind this door. We're calling the cops. He won't leave. He keeps screaming at us.
He won't leave.
I don't know. Do you hear him? He called Deanna an immigrant, and I'm recording it also. I'm calling the cops.
We'll see. Don't you worry.
Yeah, he threw the...
What if the cops that showed up are like 1920s like Unbreakable cops or like the Sean Connery, like they're all a bunch of wasps and like, what are you up to, Guinea?
They got the button up fucking uniforms.
Man, look at this guy, fucking!
Oh my god, he got arrested.
He like, yeah, got mugshot.
Go.
A financial advisor for a local Merrill Lynch brand.
He was
local Merrill Lynch.
Oh, financial advisor.
Yeah, the company can, and they don't tolerate that. Okay, good. Look at the goiter. Good lord.
Oh yeah.
Oh, he cried. What a bitch.
Yeah,
he was crying in the fucking police station.
Yeah, it's that Italian emotion.
Yeah.
He's like, right after you exhibit animal-like traits, you start crying like an animal.
He's like, what do you mean they don't got Bucatini in county?
He called his mom. He's like, I really fucked up, Ma. I really fucked up. He's like, they took my thumbs, Ma.
He goes in there thinking it's like prison and Goodfellas.
How many onions in the sauce?
God,
who's doing time for yelling at a Robex employee?
Who the fuck wants an Italian financial advisor, too? Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah. That's like, those are all
he's
the financial
like,
advisors
first
in
off,
hell.
You get the escalator.
Invest in Barilla.
Barilla.
You need to diversify.
Oh, God. Yeah. Well, the boy, careful permits.
They don't even really have much info on whether he's lying about
thing. You might have to look up like follow-up because that was from the day it came in.
All right,
well. Oh, Connecticut. Okay.
Yeah, Connecticut. Yeah, he's a big Trashers fan.
No.
Yeah, he went to the Danbury Trashers game that night.
Oh, hell, what's this?
He was a little jacked up from the Trashers game.
He was a little hyped after the Trashers won. what is this, Richie? This Brian Stelter thing?
I don't remember. What is this?
CNN's Brian
what did
Stelter.
I send you?
I don't know. You sent it to me. CNN's Brian Stelter visits a classroom in New York where students are learning how to spot and avoid being misled by misinformation.
Oh, so it's a misinformation class.
Or misled.
So this is just
did
a
you
story.
Just
Wait, isn't misled a word?
No.
Really? Well, I am Italian, so...
Misel.
Shut up, you fucking immigrant pieces of shit! I thought misled was fucking two words.
I've been misled!
It's Yiddish.
Fucking wop. Devin signs all his checks with a big X.
Misa, Misa.
Honestly, I was going to let that one fly, then Jordan started laughing. And I was like, all right, cat's out of the fucking bag.
I'm not kidding. I might as well say it. I'm 29. I've always thought that that word has been misled. Oh, no. I thought misled was like two.
Misled.
I thought misled was a new word created.
You literally thought it was misled.
Yeah, you've gone your whole life never having to read misled out loud.
Oh my god.
No, I mean I've said misled. I mean I'm not you know. All right.
Jesus.
You misled me.
I've been fucking misled. Bamboozled.
I kind of like misled.
I like. I'm gonna start using it.
That's what we used to start saying.
It's just misled. Yeah, we got misled. What's this apology say?
This is. They have misinformation class in high school now to spot misinformation,
and it's led by CNN. CNN's giving the class on how to not be
so
misled.
It's funded by a nonprofit, and the nonprofit is funded by
George Soros.
Probably. Yeah. No, seriously. And a bunch of mainstream news networks. Let's just... Right. InfoWars isn't a big donator. Let's put it that way.
All right, grade class.
All right. So today's topic is misinformation.
This lady knows a lot about the internet.
Yeah.
In a world of information saturation.
I hate
We're
going
to learn to identify the various types of misinformation.
And there is a lot
this is
to
so
learn.
Creepy.
Listen to this voice. He just has like loser voice. Yeah. You know, anytime
and
a guy
there is a lot
satire, false context, imposter content.
Kids are like satire.
Manipulated content and fabricated content.
Just imagine trying to make sense of all of this as a teenager.
Now we go to imposter content. What does imposter mean?
Someone trying to be someone else, right? You hear that word, what's an imposter? So an imposter content uses either a well-known name, a brand, or a logo to fool people into believing that it's authentic.
As the web becomes even more of a Wild West every day, the students here at PS207 in Queens, New York, know that they need these lessons.
A lot of students have social media, and if they're looking at stuff that is like wrong and just telling everyone that it's right, and they're just giving everyone false information.
King began teaching media literacy 7 years ago.
Why the initial
They're
impulse
like,
to
Anthony
teach about
thought
this.
He had a girlfriend,
a
but he was actually
that,
being catfished by
really
four
need.
Other students.
There's too much misinformation around us.
Brian Stelter's like, many of the children thought I was the Michelin man.
And I want to give them some tools to make sense of what they're seeing.
She uses curriculum from the News Literacy Project, a nonpartisan education nonprofit. Founder Alan Miller says these lessons are now used by more than 37,000 educators.
What do I mean by I want you to critically think about what you're seeing on the internet?
The goal is to equip future generations of savvy news consumers.
So in the picture, it looks like a car is like on a highway and there's like a shark in the water.
So what are we looking at? We're looking at what type of
the kid's like, a Jew.
Who gives a fuck?
They should show them.
This is insane. I mean, this is so stupid. Like,
yeah, I know. That's the point. Is that like that? This is like a critical thinking class now. Is misinformation on the internet
it's like being covered by CNN, which is just so hilarious.
Right. Yeah.
But
exactly.
It's like that. The picture they showed was it was taken the inside of a car, and outside the car, it looked like there was a flooded freeway, and there was a shark swimming down
right.
the freeway.
Yeah.
That's something that gets shared because, like, oh shit, crazy. Right. But like, it's fake.
Yeah. Let the kids think it's real.
Who
they find
it's like
out
Santa,
it's
I
fake
miss
later.
It, but they're like, so they, what, they teach him about fucking Santa in this class?
Yeah, right.
So you mean
the Easter Bunny doesn't actually exist. Your parents are feeding you misinformation for 12 years, Timmy.
I know. And then they go to another class and read To Kill a Mockingbird, and it's censored. I want that N-word in there. No.
They replace it with...
How about that for misinformation?
It's New York, so Jay-Z's there replacing it with Jigga.
Jigga Jim.
Yeah, Jigga Jim.
This is Jigga Jim.
That's not To Kill a Mockingbird, but that's okay.
That'd be hilarious.
Oh, To Kill a Mockingbird.
That's his name.
That damn N-word Tom or something.
Boo Radley.
Boo Radley.
The only thing this woman is guilty of is loving a Jigga.
N-word Jim isn't To Kill a Mockingbird.
All right, Scout, step aside while I shoot this rabid Jigga.
What kind of account is that?
Twitter.
It's an infamous
he's
fake.
A fucking little shit.
One that gets reshared every time there's a hurricane. And these students are sharing tips so they don't get fooled.
On Google, there's this little picture of a camera, and you can add the image in there, and it will reverse search it.
So ultimately, news literacy is about something bigger. It's about basic critical thinking skills.
Correct. Correct.
Correct.
How do you...
Her mask isn't on her nose.
Let's see that shit again.
Like this fucking super spreading bitch teacher.
Try to connect those dots.
Oh yeah, we're
look at that.
A real world.
You look like a fool, bitch.
Problem.
You're a killer.
Bring that in when they start realizing I can utilize these skills in anything that I do.
After the class, students told me the lessons hit close to home.
Do any of you feel like you try to correct friends or family now based on what you learned?
This guy's the biggest loser
really?
Ever.
Yeah.
I mean, like when COVID first started, like my family like thought that. Wow, this is a hoax, but then I'm like, this is real. Like, people are really dying getting
sick. Yeah, and they all made
fun
of you at Christmas.
I really just wanted to believe that it was fake, you know, because I didn't want that to really happen to me. but it was real and it just changed everyone's lives, honestly.
But that gets to the motivations of you want to believe something, but you got to face reality head on.
Other like fake articles, like you maybe you want to believe it, but like it's not true and you have to like research if it's really true or not.
More traffic into this fake site.
They also said their peers would benefit from this.
Every
class.
Kid's in the class like, it's an easy student? A. I just
yeah,
did it.
Yeah, they're like, I don't know. I mean, because I'm in this class because we're on TV, yeah. You fat retard.
The kids share tips. Like, you can get full-length videos if you sign up for Pornhub Premium for a week, but you can keep using a different email, and you can get the premium.
Think of the hundreds and thousands of fake email accounts set up by high schoolers to get Pornhub Premium.
This kid's like, yeah, I'm glad I joined this class because I found out Monsters of Cock is not a real dick.
Fake news.
And the cum, it's soap.
he's like, OG Mudbone? OG Mudbone, that's not his cock.
And the taxi, it's not fake.
That stepmom's not caught in the dryer.
Learning news literacy?
Yes.
Interesting.
You know.
Yeah. Moving on.
Shock videos. Teachers segregate, punish unmasked students in blue states. Radical schools openly defying the law in Virginia and New York to force children to wear ineffective masks. Disturbing videos from high schools in blue states going viral show unhinged teachers discussing measures to segregate unmasked students from the rest of the class and punishing them for not masking up. One TikTok video from Woodgrove High School in Purcellville, Virginia, shows a teacher telling unmasked students they will only get 15 minutes to eat lunch instead of the usual 30 minutes. Other kids get a 30-minute lunch. Why do we only get 15 minutes? One student asked. I don't want to have to quarantine anybody, the teacher says to groans. I mean, literally,
teachers need to be
COVID was
killed.
Happening when I was in fucking school, every day, me and all my friends and most of the class, because we were very influential, would get everybody to cough on teachers.
It would have been a horror.
It would have been a nightmare. They would have shut down my high school.
Can I tell a quick story about Devin Costa's classes? He was a year above me in high school. There was a day that, like, you know, like all the fucking, you remember in Lord of the Rings when they send all the women and children into the caves to avoid the orcs and stuff, and they're all huddling and shit. There was a day where, like, my class, who was a year below your class, was like terrified because we heard there was just going to be a food fight. Mm-hmm. And like, I remember walking into school that day. It's like 8:30 in the morning. And I see a kid, we had to wear polo shirts at school. His polo shirt has been ripped off. It's like, it was like a crop top. It had been ripped around the center and he was covered in relish. And I was like, what the fuck, dude?
My class was walking into school. My whole class was Lord of the Flies. There was maybe three kids in my entire graduating class that cared about their futures. The rest of us were absolute maniacs. I remember that day. We brought flour to school, and we would pour like maple syrup on people throw flour at them. So they had to go to class covered in flour. We'd rip t-shirts, we'd cut everyone's backpack straps with scissors, and then we'd also flip people's backpacks and throw them on the roof of the library. So you couldn't get them.
Hold on.
That was a constant.
And we'd also capture bees and bring them into class in the middle of class. So then we'd release the bee while the teacher was talking, and we'd go, "Bee!" And then people would get up and run around to pretend like it was, you know.
Yeah, this shit wouldn't fly in Catholic school.
No, so it with COVID, if we were given this fucking juicy opportunity.
God. We'd all be taking 3-hour lunches.
Oh, non-stop.
Yeah. I know. Yeah, you're like a Gary Vee for like antics in school. Like, people have an opportunity, they don't even know how to seize it. They don't even know what to do.
Truly, dude, I'm not kidding. We hated teachers so much. If we found out one of our friends had COVID, we would literally have drove him to school. We would have been like, go cough on him. Like,
yeah.
We were just nuts. Like,
real quick, back to the food fight for a second. Can you go through how is this plan?
Oh, I don't know.
Conceptualized.
It was just there were some like
how did this start?
Well, there was a lot of soldiers, and then you had the consiglieres, and then there was like the maid guys.
So were you?
I was just kind of one of the soldiers. You know, I would just hear through the grapevine like that's happening at this time, and
you were an instigator.
All right, like I'll go along with that. And
okay.
It just kind of started. It was kind of like
I thought this was your plan.
It was kind of like Dunkirk. You just saw bombs dropping in the distance, and you were like, I guess this is it. Like,
and Solanco is like the general.
Yeah. Yeah, we had, we had a guy who's now a cop used to run cop. Everything.
We had to pray before every class. I remember we're all sitting there silently praying. Not silently, but we're all just saying the prayer in unison. There's like 30 kids in the class. This kid grabs, it just picks up a full fucking glass of a cup of like Starbucks iced tea in front of the fucking teacher, which by the way, wasn't some pussy teacher. This is fucking the football coach teacher. Grabs the fucking thing and just throws it against the wall as hard. It just explodes. It was the most random act of violence. It was like insane. I just remember being like, what the fuck is going on here? Because I had two classes that was joint, your class and my class. It was fucking wild.
That's
how we met.
Yep.
Yeah, that is how we met. My class was completely insane. Yeah. We went on the senior retreat, and me and some friends, we went into a kid's room, and we completely removed his bed from his room.
Some kid got sucked off.
A kid got sucked off by a priest. We all just called him, like, we all just, like, made fun of him. We were just such disillusioned pieces of shit.
Yeah.
We were truly so miserable.
I picked up two St. Francis. when I was an Uber driver.
There's a lot
picked,
of
Yeah, those. Whatever. There's a few of them. I was an Uber driver. I picked up two students that went to the high school I went to. And I was probably like 27. So this is like, you know, almost 10 years removed from high school. And I asked them, because there's like a retreat we all go on senior year where you go into the mountains and you find Jesus and you stay at, like, that's where the kid got sucked off.
Yeah. Well, the reason we didn't, we made fun of him was because it was like, he was a little attention whore. He had a wet dream and he said he saw somebody leaving the room when he woke up from the
because you didn't have doors, you had little curtains, so somebody can easily sneak in your room and suck you while you sleep and then disappear in the darkness. But these two kids said on their retreat, they were doing blow. Number one. Number two, some kid brought an 8-ball and everybody's doing coke. And number way harder than the shit we did. And then number two, they called a hooker to the fucking, it's way up in the mountains.
Yeah.
They called a hooker, and the lead Franciscan friar had to tell them all to leave. Had to tell the hooker to leave. Like, imagine being a prostitute and a man in brown robes comes out and he's like, you have to go.
The lady that ran that retreat thing for over 30 years at our school, the year after us, she quit. And she went to like therapy too, because we were just the worst class. She said they all said we were the worst class they've ever had in the history of the school.
I mean, even my class, we made teachers cry.
Yeah,
making teachers cry was easy.
One of the kids threatened to beat the living shit out of one of the alumni that was like there to like watch us, and like they were like a teacher essentially. The guy was like telling him to go to bed, and he was like, "I'll beat the living fuck out of you."
It's kind of a tough school. It was fun.
The school was kind of like a military school, but
they did this thing that inadvertently harmed them, because the second you walk in, they're like, brotherhood. You all stick together no matter what. You are strong as a team. And then it was like, yeah, we're strong against you.
Yes.
And then you all start getting along.
We were basically like, you're the enemy.
Yeah.
We hate you.
You grit. Then there's not a lot of like hardcore. In my class, there wasn't like crazy bullying. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of shit talking and all that stuff, but it was like a unifying like thing.
Yeah.
And like, if you exited the school and you go to parties and stuff, you were like in a gang.
Right.
And people hated you for that.
Explain what Kairos was, because I have a story about. I want to tell like what we did at the end of this week, because it was like a miserable week.
Your year was the last year they allowed smoking on Kairos too. Because they used to let kids smoke cigs up there, and we weren't allowed, so we'd have to sneak cigs. But you go up there, you basically, it's a complete brainwashing.
It's brainwashing. Yeah.
They sit you down, and they're like, okay. You guys have to accept Jesus. Essentially, you do like these, you know, why you need God, like blah, 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 blah. And then on like the last few days, they basically make you all get in groups, do like a group therapy thing. And then you have to get up in front of everyone and essentially talk about the worst thing that's happened in your life. Now, that can be a massive range, right? So some kids, the worst thing that happened to them was like their grandparents died. But other kids had been like
molested.
Fucking molested, or like this one kid had his mom was taken away from him because she used to take hot irons to his back. He had like scars all the way down his, it was like real, like 19,
Jesus.
Like it was real, like fucking
crazy.
like 1950s shit.
Yeah.
And
but every day before that was the only fruitful day. I remember that because it was like, oh shit, I didn't know that. I didn't know that about Tyler. I was like, oh my god, Tyler, you were kept in a cage till you were 14. That's insane. I've just been calling you a loser for years.
Yeah, and you all cry. You all cry. Yeah, it's really
that was the fruitful
up.
Day. But every day before then was nonstop religious brainwashing. Okay. Like alumni would come and give like really lame, like
you
almost
should sign
like
up.
Almost like
as alumni. You should sign up.
Talk
about when Franco lived in the house. He ate a mile of chocolate croissants.
Yeah, I should sign up and I just go like, who here wants to tug you?
You get as a group of, imagine tug a guy, Kairos.
Tug it guy a group at of a Catholic, Catholic retreat.
He's like, guinea baby.
No, but honestly,
he's got a suit on.
It felt like a religious timeshare.
Okay.
Like, it felt like every day they were trying to sell you on.
Yeah, yeah.
You were just like, I don't care.
That's
like,
a really good way to put it.
It was like a timeshare. Yeah. So at the end of the week, they handed out like special Bibles to everybody. And my class, keep in mind, we're at the like on a cliff, like on a mountaintop in Santa Barbara, like in an old,
it's a beautiful place.
It's a beautiful area, but you were just like kept in captivity the entire time.
Yeah, so you can get sucked off.
So
in
they
moment.
Give us, they give us, yeah.
At least the priests suck you off.
They give us all these Bibles, right? Keep in mind, they brought extra security up there because we were so insane. People were like losing their minds, and like people were getting in fights with the staff and shit. And we, me and a couple friends, we threw a kid's bed out of his window.
We moved there for?
We were there for like a week.
Okay.
and we moved the wood, like the platform that his bed was on. We took that and moved it like into another person's room. Like we just would rearrange people's rooms. They'd come back and be like, where's all my stuff? And we just laughed.
There was this one kid that everybody hated in the class. He was like retarded, essentially. Not retarded. He was just a fucking asshole. He was like a dickhead. And like everybody hated it. My buddy Shavo, he was sleeping in his room and the curtain thing. So my buddy Shavo, we made this video. He was like dead asleep. We made this video of Shavo shirtless with his jeans on. And we open up the curtain and he's sleeping and Shavo's walking out of his room, zipping up his pants like he just mouth fucked him. And he leaves the room. It was like a short little video on his cell phone. That kid ended up trying to sue the school because that video got circulated so much because he said Shavo mouth fucked this kid.
He tried to sue. That's
his
right.
Tried to sue.
You know, David? Remember, David was got threatened to be sued too.
Oh, for what?
David took video of this guy, of this very wacky Asian kid that used to do this weird dance out front of school at the end of the day.
Oh, the Dougie.
No.
Stinky leg?
The shuffle. He would do like a shuffle.
Oh, the...
Yeah, and he was like, it was like just so hilarious. So he like filmed him and then like the whole video circulated and then that kid's family like threatened to like sue and then David would have to keep going to like the office and like the sheriff was there. Like,
David
and I left school one time and I think we were like, we like drove around like looking for a lawyer.
You're like 16. David's like, I need a lawyer, dude.
David's like, dude, I'm so fucking fucked, dude.
David's been sued so many times.
Oh, David was
David
always
got sued for skin sucked off while driving and hitting a guy with his car. He smashed a dude's legs because he sideswiped him. He was parked trying to get out of his car, and David smashed him because his girlfriend was giving him a blowjob. And he fucking didn't pay the guy anything.
That's
he got
awesome.
Away with it.
Yeah.
Oh, man. David's what a guy. Awesome.
So at the end of this retreat, right, they hand out these special, like, Bibles, these personalized Bibles. And we walk, everyone walks out, and we were just all spreading dissent. I'm great at spreading dissent. I was really just,
good at that.
Everybody was like, yeah. Like, I was just like, this is ridiculous. Like, this is hell. Like, just nonstop go shitting on it. To the point where, like, even, like, the star football player who, like, the school loved, and he always pretended that he cared about everything.
You get the ogre on your
side. He was just like, yeah, this shit's bullshit. Like, yeah. So we're all on this cliff, right? And all the staff is there, like, the principal of the school, and they just knew, they were just happy that the week was done, and we just, me and a couple people, we like take the Bibles and we chuck it off the cliff in front of like everybody, and then you see in sync, the synchronicity of every kid at the retreat being like, yeah, and like deep, like the star football player did it. He was like, fuck this shit. He like threw it too, and then you just see all these arms just throwing their Bibles off a cliff.
What did the teachers do?
They just looked away. It was literally like that scene in The Town when yes. he sees them and he just looks away.
The cop looks away.
Yeah, the cop looks away. God, it was fucking crazy, dude. And then we get back. We get back to the school, right?
Yeah.
And none of us are aware that the
Your parents are all in a church, and they
surprise you, and you walk into this church,
and you have to give speeches,
and you have to give speeches in front of all your parents, and you get a special cross to wear. And so little did everyone know that our class had the worst time in the history of 45 years of the school.
That kid got sucked off.
A kid got sucked off. I mean, it was like the cops were. It was like crazy.
You just chucked the Bible.
No. We chucked the Bibles. Then we got on a bus, and then they drove us back from Santa Barbara to LA.
Then we came back
to school, and we think we're done. We're like just waiting to get picked up, and then they're like just go into this, you know, wait in the church. We open the church, and
clapping.
There's like, you know, 500 yeah. people clapping and looking at you like they're really proud of you, and we're all wandering down the aisle like, what the fuck? And then they make us go on stage, and we all have to give speeches about how great a time it was.
What'd you say?
I just like made a joke and then got off stage, but like there was a lot of kids. This one kid, Sean, he was great. He was so had just dry humor and he just didn't give a fuck. And he got, he went up there and he goes, he was like really fucking with them. He goes, it was a long, 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 long week. And everyone's like, huh? Like all these, you know, the parents, everyone's like, my kids are great. Yeah. You know, they love this school. I love this school.
Yeah.
And then he was just like, happy to be back. Got off stage. People were just going up and like being like, thanks. I don't, mom, cool. Can we go? Like people were like yelling to Mike, like, get me out of here.
God.
But it was fucking crazy, dude.
Any situation where you make an educator question all their decisions in life is fantastic.
Yep.
I would love to be like a fly on the wall when one of those teachers went home to their family to like, they're like, the kids, you wouldn't believe it. They threw the Bibles off the thing. They're terrible kids. I don't know what
this
to do.
This new generation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, my fucking sex ed teacher at that school was a Filipino baseball coach that was fucking like fucking five moms. At once.
Nice.
And the sex ed was literally he's like him five, just saying, six.
Oh, yeah, I know that guy.
He was like,
he's only
4'11. Literally, it was don't sleep with hoochies or you're going to get the clap. That was what he taught us. I was like, what the fuck is the clap?
He was
like, I don't fucking know.
That guy
got the clap like 3 years later. That's the fucking thing.
That guy was siphoning money from the school.
Yeah, he was embezzling money.
Yeah, he was embezzling money and banging like moms. And he took his mistress to a Christmas party or something.
I talked to another teacher a year or two
later. And everyone knew he had a wife.
That's awesome.
This teacher happened to be from Brooklyn. I was talking to that teacher like a year or two later, and he was like, yeah, the guy was taking his fucking mistress to the events. We all knew his wife. I was like, what a baller.
Oh, McNulty?
Yeah.
He was great. He got fired.
Yeah, he used to give McNulty you extra left. Points for putting nipples on your PowerPoints.
Yeah, he was great. McNulty used to come, and he used to bring bootleg DVDs that he got in Chinatown and like let us watch them. And then when the administration would come in to like observe like house class going, he was literally just letting us watch movies that had like nothing to do. He taught geography. He like put on like Mystery Alaska one time, and like we watched Apocalypto and
shit. He's like, it's in South America.
So he had Apocalypto on, and we there was no intention of like us learning anything from the movie. He just wanted to waste the day because he kicked ass.
He was hungover.
Old like Brooklyn guy, had like a young Vietnamese.
He was in the
wife.
Navy in Nam.
So he puts on Apocalypto, right? And then randomly this day like the administration comes in to like observe, and they just sit in the back, and he played it so cool. He was such a gangster. He didn't just like immediately panic and turn it off and like try act like that, you know, it was a part of a lesson plan. He let the movie play for like 15-20 more minutes, just not giving a fuck about the administration. And then finally he goes, so as you see there, what I'm trying, you know, the Mayans, and then he just like asked some kid like a question and just like threw it to a kid, and he's like, what do you think about that, you know, like, like it was like incredible.
I didn't have him. I had the other geography teacher who wouldn't stop watching porn in class. He just kept watching porn. So we would crumple up our homework
and throw it to the front of the class and then be like, oh shit, and run after homework. Like, we need to get that. And he would have to, he would flip out and try to like close every tab on his fucking computer. And whoever got to see what he was watching, they'd come back and be like, yeah, he's nice, watching big TV.
Yeah, we drove our freshman year Spanish teacher insane. He quit. I think he stopped teaching. We drove him insane because almost every single class, because he had multiple classes, but we knew every kid and shit. We had this thing where everyone would, throughout class, like every single person, every single student in the class would get up and go touch the podium. Like just a kid would get up and like act like he's about to go get a tissue or something, and he would just touch the podium and just look at everybody and then go back and sit. And slowly he started being like, the fuck is everyone standing up for all the time? So like a month in, he's just flipping out on us and yelling like, what is this? And then McNulty, he hated this one kid. I fucking hated this kid, too.
Yeah, McNulty was a G with
he
that.
He was a G, dude.
If you were a dickhead, he hated
this
you.
This one kid was being a total fucking dick. He was constantly a dick. And he was like being an asshole in the middle of class with somebody, and McNulty singled him out, and he goes like, hey, Adam, shut the fuck up. and the kid's like, okay. And then McNulty walks down the aisle and he slaps him in the back of the head. Like hard. like fucking like touch your dome type shit. Yeah. Like that was a game everyone used to play. Yeah. Be like, touch your dome. And then somebody would just fucking give you brain damage. Yeah. So McNulty, he does that to this kid, right? Then then the kid starts like crying, and everyone's looking at him like laughing, and the kid's crying, and he goes, what are you gonna do, cry, bitch?
He's like Joe Pesci.
Dude,
it
was like,
oh, you a little girl? Yeah, yeah. You a little girl? You're gonna cry like a little girl?
That kid won't be an asshole again.
And he was always an asshole. I hated that piece of shit. I said the worst thing of all time to him. He was like a real piece of shit to me one time, and he said he wanted to join the military, and I go, yeah, I hope the next time I see you is in a flag draped casket.
Did you ever play Quarters?
The drinking game?
No, where you do the quarter and knuckles.
Knuckles?
No.
Yeah.
There was this kid. There was like a quarters table every fucking lunch. And like you had to play, or eventually everybody thought you were like a fucking pussy.
Mm-hmm.
There were kids like getting their knuckles ripped off. Like it was fucking blood all over the table at some point. It was fucking insane.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
There was this like really religious kid that was like super.
He's
really,
a priest now.
He was just, I think so. He was really easy to like convince of things. And I remember.
He's like the Butters.
Yeah, he was like Butters.
Yeah, exactly.
And
everybody had Butters.
David got his number, and we would text him like from a random number. Like he didn't know whose number it was. So we would text him,
kid.
And we would pretend to be like a higher being. And we would watch him in the middle of class. Like we would all just like kind of huddle around, and we'd text him something like, hey, like, you're doing really great in life, and like go, just keep going, like you're loved, like shit like that. And then we'd see the kid like look at it and like kind of cock his head like a dog, like, huh, like what is this? And he would like write back like, who's this? And we'd be like, you know who it is. We'd be like, it's the big man. so then we watched him. He got up and he like asked to go to the bathroom, and he went to the bathroom so he could like ask more questions. I think he called the number, yeah, and we didn't pick up, and we did. David picked up, and he goes, hello, who is this? And David goes, the devil.
It's all about what David would do, and when everybody's telling about everybody on a Kairos would tell their heartbreaking story, and David had this fucking.
Wait, what is it?
David had a notebook, and on one side of it he wrote ass, and on the other side of it he wrote cheeks. And it was like a crowd cuddled around some kids talking about he got molested, and David would just raise this book up, and it would say ass cheeks.
He just didn't care about anything. He was a fucking legend.
God,
he didn't
David's
give a fuck about
David's
anything.
Awesome. Dude, he hit me up. He's like, he works at some sort of like laboratory, and they got one of those Boston Dynamics fucking
those
dogs.
Robot dogs.
The robot dogs. Like, yeah, you can come down and like play with it. I was like, what? He's like, yeah, it's cool. Like, we can do whatever. We can make it open doors. Like, we can make it run. I was like, dude, I don't trust you with a fucking Terminator. God, he's the man.
That's awesome.
Anyways, all right.
Yeah.
All right, let's get back to
Get back to life, when life is bad.
Just, all the videos is just the announcement.
Yeah, this is boring. These are segregated. Let's get the libs of TikTok for Christmas.
Yeah, get the libs of TikTok.
There's pregnant man emojis coming. They're already here. That's
me after that's eating
on,
Chinese.
You can send a, you,
that's all it's going to be used for is I feel I have a food baby right now. This is dude. Nobody's going to use that for the intent they want.
That makes me so angry seeing that.
I'm fucking furious.
All right, let's see.
Okay, it's science. Let's see what this video is.
A man does not have a baby.
Just says it's science. It's a guy checking out at a grocery store.
Okay, your total comes to 525.
And he's trying to shove his debit card into the plexiglass that's blocking him.
Oh, he's being real.
Can we just come and talk face to face?
You're being God, just shut up.
He's like,
all right,
this is lame. Yeah. He's being an asshole to a person working. All right, that's not worth it. Not worth it, scumbag. Spirit Airlines employee made this guy put on a new mask because his mask said "Let's go, Brandon," and it's offensive.
This has been going around. I saw this.
Once again. How you doing?
Good, let's go, Brandon.
Spirit Airlines is like, sir, can you fly the plane?
Like your mask is actually scaring the chickens.
Who are joining us now? Face coverings are federally mandated. Please ensure your face coverings over your nose and mouth at all times. Please still have the boarding.
I know. I was just okay. I'll wear that one. But
wearing like your face coverings, just let us know. We can rearrange. Thanks.
Are they allowed to like act like they know what that means and that he can't just wear a mask? I mean, there's nothing offensive on it other than like a secret meaning, I guess.
Right,
I mean, it's just a name.
They're infringing on his First Amendment rights.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
For you to get to Tampa.
I mean, excuse me. I'll wear this, but if she can give me a reason, like, that I have to turn it off, like,
oh, he's
reason,
fishing
like,
for a lawsuit.
It's offensive.
It can be some people, so We're not gonna go back and forth. Just go ahead and put the blue one on, okay?
I go.
Okay, so
oh.
The mask is offensive.
That's fine. Do it.
I know. I was just asking a question. I'm not being confrontational. It's just.
So we're gonna put the blue one on, right?
Yes.
I don't like how she's talking to him.
Yeah.
She's got attitude. Don't do it, buddy.
Wow, this is not America anymore.
Ah, shut up. Just fucking, right. Just fucking play
it
cool.
It also doesn't,
lawsuit.
It doesn't
shut
just
up.
Say, let's go, Brandon. It says FJB.
Oh.
Too, at the end. So
it says fuck Joe Biden?
No, it just says FJB.
Oh, that's fine. Who gives it? Say it's friendly.
I think yours is offensive, then.
Right.
Is it NFL?
Right.
What a punk.
He's one of the,
I have it all recorded.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
This really gives you insight
of
who you sit next to.
Oh, yeah,
on Spirit Airlines.
They make their own rules. It's not America. It's not First Amendment. It's her rule.
Spirit Airlines, the pilot is just like a bird.
He's like, it's not First Amendment. The guy next to him is like, what is that?
He's like, what is that?
Is it First Amendment? Is that like going pee?
is that like going pee?
Because I gotta go Second Amendment right now.
I can't do it till the fasten the seatbelt signs off. Let's see.
What is this? This is disgusting. It's a kids' radio show. These creeps who are after kids are literally everywhere.
Oh, this is gonna rock.
It's gonna be our show.
This is gonna be our
show. Have you ever been touched in your life?
Oh yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry to admit that I have actually been touched before.
What it's the fuck is this?
Experience, but you know.
What radio show is this?
No touching the llama. It's a rule. You know,
what the fuck is
but this? Sometimes, you know.
This is
satanic.
This is this is Ryan Seacrest pays your bills. He's like, oh, I have been touched.
He's like, okay, well, we're gonna cover your utility this month.
What is he saying?
Big boy in the morning's here. I've been touched.
You know, exceptions.
Yep.
You know, exceptions.
Yeah.
You know, rules.
Yep.
You know, exceptions to rules.
What fucking radio show is this?
Is this the Bagel Boss?
Retard radio.
Okay.
All right. I have no idea what that is.
Oh.
Pronoun check.
Pronoun check.
Lady dressed like a demon on TikTok.
Little Daft Punk.
Okay. She, her, hers.
Wait.
I will punch you in the throat if you call me these. So.
Okay, you
he,
won't.
He, him, his. If you call me these, I will kill you. Or something. Wow. They, them, their. I mean, there's nothing good enough.
Vamp pronouns?
I mean, just.
You won't do any of that stuff.
Yeah, you won't do anything.
You're gonna sit around and you're gonna shit your diaper.
Yeah, get back fucking, to your fucking shift.
Yeah, go back to your Wawa.
I would love to see that episode of 90 Days In.
She's like, someone in the throat.
She assaulted somebody for using the wrong pronouns. It's gonna be a rough awakening.
Oh, here we go.
And she's like, look at I'm they. And she's like, shut up, bitch. That's what you are.
What is that thing?
They look like fucking Pan's Labyrinth characters.
So I'm applying for a job, right? And it's time for me to pick one
like
of
that?
The...
She's like, I don't understand why I can't get a job.
She has tattoos of stars instead of eyebrows.
Yes.
Is that a filter? She looks like
and
she's
like, she did something to her ears where she had her ears shaved to be pointy.
Like oh, like an elf?
Yeah.
You look like a monster.
Female, I do not wish to disclose. Male or ex, non-binary, Canada only. If only I was Canadian. So I'm applying for a
job. I have no idea.
So, in this country.
Go to Canada.
So just don't disclose.
Just go
then.
To Canada. Just leave.
What is this?
Teacher says he will hide his students' gender identity from their parents. This is cultish grooming behavior. I don't like when libs of TikTok gives an opinion. Just
oh,
post
up?
The
no,
thing.
Come here. And that is why we use which for unrestricted.
POV, a student comes out great. To me as trans.
All right, end of class. I'll see you guys tomorrow.
Oh, he's doing a role play.
Yo, what's up? No, come here.
Okay.
All right, what's on your mind? Oh, no way. All right, is there a different way you would like for me to refer to you as? Ah, no, I love that. That is so great. All right,
so he's role-playing a situation in which someone comes out to him as trans.
Oh, no, that's totally fine. All right, what we can do in that situation is during parent-teacher conferences, I will refer to you as your legal name. But here in the classroom, I want to make sure you always feel comfortable, included, and safe, you know, all those good things. Oh. So I'll definitely be referring to you. Is that okay?
God, this is excruciating.
You know, I mean, sure, whatever. That's literally what I would do. Yeah. You're like any normal person if you're a teacher and they're like, yeah, okay, sure.
Right.
Unless you're that's Jordan good. Peterson.
You're like a dick.
Look, it's this guy up to.
If my school district goes masks optional, since people seem to be doing that now, I am putting every fucking mask I own on my face. If you do not have a mask on, do not come near me. I hate it. And nobody better try to mask shame me. They're walking by and I have my masks on. Do not say a damn word to me because I will throw a child at you. I will pick up the first child that passes and I will throw them at you.
He's
you
funny
can
guy.
Scream real loud. Throw a child at you.
What an absurd thing to
do. He cares about the health and safety of people, but he'll throw a kid at you.
Wait. Oh, yeah. This is that sick ass fucking school board.
Interesting. Let's listen to this one.
Oh, here we go.
Dad. My beautiful 6-year-old kindergarten daughter asked to come with me today to see the people who are forcing her against her will and mine to wear a mask.
Mr. Our Ziegler, super hot 6-year-old daughter.
I have a question for you. Do you know her name? Mr. Marshall, were you there when she was born? Mr. Hoyler, were you there when she got on the school bus for her first day of kindergarten? Mr. Morse, do you know that she has trouble pronouncing her SP syllables? Mr. Sorokin, did you know wearing a mask is contributing to my daughter's LCPS's speech services? Of course you don't know any of this, yet you feel that you have the right to mandate a medical decision for my child. And you feel so strongly about this that you are willing to break an executive order to do it. And not only that, but you are bullies. You are actually sending students to the office, sending them home, and or segregating them for mask non-compliance. Shame on you. You do not have the right to make medical decisions for my child. This is my child, not yours.
Thank you.
I want my child to learn to communicate. She needs the option to not wear a mask during these incredibly important first years of her education. Start listening to parents. Follow EO2 exactly like you followed all of Northam's EOs.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
He's like, my daughter has a great jawline, and you are hiding that.
Okay, I don't know.
Man, these are kind of
did you see
striking
this guy?
Out a little
the
bit.
Teacher in the space helmet.
What is this?
It's a guy, a teacher over Zoom talking about how no one should come to class because he doesn't want to get COVID and he like is wearing a space helmet.
Look it up.
Ferris State University.
Oh, God.
What's the name of the college?
Ferris State University.
Ferris State?
Yeah, Ferris in Michigan.
Well, it's because it's a damn circus.
You've been misled.
You've been misled. This is actually a carnival.
This is funnel cake class.
That's the Gravitron.
Bit of a twisted fucking maniac running this carnival.
He's a clown. All right, turn that shit.
He's in a bowl. He has a fucking astronaut's helmet on.
Here we are, Houston.
He's on Zoom. He's not even near people.
There we go. So let me take this off. I don't know whether you people have noticed, but it's dangerous.
He kind of looks like the living man.
What if the living man is...
This is me on Mars.
He's now obsessed with COVID.
I forgot how he sounded almost.
Living man.
He sounded like a Native American like bear or something.
I get to that voice not going, I must fuck butts.
I must fuck butt. You will not stop, living man. Living man has freedom. Freedom to fuck butt.
If living man comes across a Cub Scout troop in his woods while he's salmon wild fishing for salmon, he reserves the right, the natural God's right to fuck butt.
It's the stupidest shit ever.
Breathe the air. Many of your experts are advising wearing masks because there's a deadly virus spreading around the planet. Your civilization is collapsing and life on your planet is going extinct. Maybe you just didn't notice, but the level of suffering on this planet is going through the roof.
Yeah, listen to you.
I want to introduce myself before we actually meet F2F, who, as we say these days, which everybody knows means fuck to fuck.
What? Really means who says all, that?
What? Is that like a sex
when
thing?
You see me next week, I'll be wearing this helmet. This is a this helmet is actually $300. It's got HEPA filters all around it, so that all the air that comes in, that I'm breathing, comes in through the HEPA filters. And all the air that I breathe out goes out through the HEPA filters so that it protects both me and you from this deadly virus that's going around. Now...
Is this recent or is this like the virus start? Is this like at the very beginning or no? This is January 12th. Unbelievable. Oh my
God. I may have fucked up my life.
I may have fucked butt. I may have fucked up my life.
This guy kind of looks how I imagine the Tugget guy to look.
He is kind of the Tugget guy. Oh, everyone go to Ferris State University professor, and I think he is the. I think fuck this guy is the blueprint for the Tugget.
Why does he keep saying that? Why does he keep dropping the F-bomb?
He goes, I wear this helmet so I don't get any gravy in my eyes.
Oh, my God.
What is fuck to fuck? What,
it sounds like something you look for on fucking
He's like made up his own slang.
Yeah, like, woman for man, fuck to fuck.
Looking for someone to shove a trophy up my ass.
Shit. But I stand before you today beholden to no human cocksucker.
And what the fuck is this guy? Does he have Tourette's?
This guy rocks, dude.
I kind of think this guy is like a new, like he's. We're going to watch him every goddamn,
let's all sign
every
up
goddamn
for,
episode.
Yeah, let's sign up for Ferris. He got fired.
Let's audit
no
his
way.
Class.
Fucking union job. And no limber dick cocksucker of an administrator is going to tell me how to teach my classes. Because I'm a fucking tenured professor.
So hell yeah,
if you
dude.
Want to go complain to your dean, fuck you, go ahead. I'm retiring at the end of this year, and I couldn't give a flying fuck any longer.
Well, that
you
took a turn. I kind of like this.
Damn, he's really going off now. Me,
and I don't want to be anywhere near you. So keep your fucking distance. If you want to talk to me, come to my Zoom.
This guy rocks.
So... What you really want
he
to
comes
know
back,
is
he's like, so I apologize about that.
Alive and with an A.
I didn't take my pills this morning.
How does this asshole professor grade? Well, let me set your mind at ease about that.
You fucking limp dick cocksucker.
You don't have a thing to worry about because there's absolutely nothing you can do. You have no control over your grade. It doesn't matter how fucking hard you work or how great your grades are. My grading system is based on the Calvinist doctrine of predestination. I figured if it was good enough for America, it's good enough for me. The Indians didn't lose because they failed. They tried everything and nothing worked.
It was F to F. America,
the Indians lost because they were fucking to fuck.
It's all predestination. And you all are predestined to lose just like the Indians. So you should know.
Don't call them Indians.
Especially in the North, were founded by Christians who were basically Calvinists of one sort or another. And the Calvinist woven through American ideas about justice.
Can you imagine like being in line with this guy somewhere and you just make the mistake of being like, how's your day going? He just starts going off and you're like, what? Oh my God. What did I get myself into?
He's like, well, do you know what fuck to fuck means?
Yeah, he goes, you want to know how my day is going? These limp dick cocksuckers aren't fucking to fuck. And then he puts on his fucking fishbowl helmet to protect from COVID. He pulls his pants down and starts checking.
He starts checking out.
He's wearing, the first day you get to class, he's wearing nothing but the helmet. He's got his legs crossed. Who's here? Who is ready to fuck to fuck? I'm a tenured professor. You want to complain? Go to the Clint Dick cocksucking dean. Oh God!
You have a problem with this? Well, you get the fuck out of my class, like the Indians.
Come for me on Zoom. All right.
You might want to check that out someday. But we're going to move on. Here's how Calvin saw the universe.
You know those file cabinets in the back of this room are just full of like child porn, but it's like by date. It's like, and they have like names.
Let's
like
go back to April 17th, 1973.
One of them is called like Epic, like summer hits. He has one called like Christmas classics.
One's just called Autumn.
One's called Autumn. Where they don't do anything. He just kind of pets. He just pets them.
All right,
let's wrap this up.
Couldn't believe that a person was either predestined for salvation or damnation. Most people were chosen for damnation. And that's because all human beings are sinners, damned by their own ugly souls. But despite how disgusting the ugliest soul might be,
this does sound like a guy defending the fact that he is a pedophile.
Right.
Like if he just started there, where he's like, it's predetermined. People are evil and people are good.
These people are saved by grace alone, not by any righteous actions they may have performed. It doesn't fucking matter whether you go to church or give charity.
I can't tell if this guy's Jewish or Italian.
Your actions don't count. Nobody earns
salvation. He sounds like Woody Allen, kind of.
Because nobody is that good.
Look him up. What's his name?
And that is why, and that's the way it is in my class.
Barry Meller.
If it was good enough for Calvin, it's good enough for
me. He's probably Jewish.
He's a Jew.
None of you cocksuckers are good enough to end that.
So I randomly assigned grades
before the first day of class. I don't want to know shit about you. I don't even want to know your name. I just look at the number and I assign a grade. That is how
he sounds like Jimmy from South Park.
Yeah.
And don't come
I'm looking for anonymous
to
F to F. I don't want to know your name. I don't want to see your face.
This guy's at the end of his fucking rope, and this is he's done. But also, like, shut up.
Let's see more of this
big
guy.
Interview. What is racial silence? This video features. I want to see him talk about racial science. This is from 2014.
Silence. It'd be sick if he was talking about racial science. He's like,
I said silence.
Oh, okay. Hey.
I've been misled.
Let's talk about sickle cell anemia.
Let me skip ahead a little bit.
Because it was a fire. Easily have caught fire, but you know it didn't. He's and then toned down now. The back of the house was this graffiti.
I don't care about this.
You know. Right. So. Well,
we've done good work.
Here. Yeah. What are we at now?
We're good. We're good to go.
And if any of you cocksuckers want to hear more podcasts, all right, it's over. All right, I don't give a fuck what
you
the
want.
Dean
next,
says.
You want to fuck week. To fuck? You join the fucking Patreon, you cocksuck, limp dick motherfuckers, you.
And we're gonna have the switcher.
Pesh you now.
Yeah. We're gonna have the. You'll be able to watch episode. With us next week. Mm-hmm. Join the Reddit.
Yeah, check out
Hate Watch Pod on
Thanks.
Reddit.
The Reddit's pretty funny.
E-Money? Is it E-Money?
Yeah, that guy's
he's been doing
it.
All the work, but E-Money. Everyone help him out and shit.
Yeah.
Joey memes. Was on there really being really, really fucking funny.
Yeah. All right, back to the truck stop for you, Devin.
I want to see at least three of you outside of Richie's apartment next week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the alley.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Just calling to you. The last man on earth, Richie's Vincent Price.
Yeah, come over. Whatever. If you figure out my address, come on over.
All right, see you guys.
You can jack me.